Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following program is brought to you by the Preferred Home Team. Content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal or real estate advisors. Welcome to the Real Estate Radio Hour, a forum of ideas, plans, and expert advice on all things real estate. Andy Prasky with RE/MAX Advantage Plus was named Super Agent by Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. Chris Rooney of RE/MAX Preferred is a Lakeshore and Luxury Home Specialist. Together, they cover the Twin Cities. This combined dynamic duo has sold over 2,000 homes, ranked in the top 1% nationwide, top 10 in the state of Minnesota, and still have time to get together every Saturday to talk about real estate. Here's Andy Prasky and Chris Rooney, Denny Law, and the Real Estate Radio Hour.
Yes, on this chilly Saturday in CCO land, it's, we gained 2 degrees. It's now 12 below.
Nice.
Well, I'll tell you, Chris and Andy, when you guys were planning this show, we had no idea. We had no idea the temps were going to be this frigid.
Well, you know, that hula skirt that Chris is wearing today is actually very cold on his legs when he walked in, Denny.
Yeah, over the top, I'd say.
Yeah. I wore my hula shirt. I brought in some coconut drinks for us today.
Yeah, so we're getting in the mood.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun show.
Yeah. For folks that did not hear you guys talk about what we'll be doing today, what are we going to be doing? We're going to be talking to some special folks.
We were going to talk to three different foreign countries. And but now it's down to two.
All right.
One of the guys had problems with his car and he had to go find some auto parts, so he can't make it today.
Isn't that funny?
He can't make it up. So,
sounds like a nice place, Chris.
Exactly. But we got a little info on Belize. That's going to come soon.
Uh-huh.
Chris Seals with Belize Property Partners is going to join us. And then Gabriela Castillo from Nicaragua.
Uh-huh.
So I think we're going to kind of find out. I don't know. I think one is... a lot more developed. And then the other one is might be if you like to...
So we're talking about buying property overseas.
Right. Yeah, I think we've all had that fantasy of, I want to retire off into the sunset and drink the coconut drinks and retire and have low taxes and delicious food right at our fingertips. And I think that that's a kind of a fantasy that we look at and we say, I can't afford it. You know, I'll just stay put. And I think you'll be surprised with the information that we provide today that there's a lot more safe... And I think, like we were talking about, like Chris has developed, like, you know, you're not going to have the Sam's Club down the street, but you actually have restaurants, you have, you know, grocery stores, you
internet,
have whatever. Yeah. And then you can also step out and fish in an area that probably hasn't been fished in a couple of years, you know? So it's like, there's just not as many people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, it's going to be good. And I think the other thing, you know, people worry about safety if going down there, and then, how do you purchase stuff? And I mean, is it American money? Is it whatever? So we're going to kind of get into that. And I think we're going to bring in Chris Seals is on the line, I think, right now. So we can bring him in.
Let's find out. Chris, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. I've got my coconut drink and I'm sitting on the beach watching the fantastic waves come over the barrier reef here in Belize.
Well, you got to throw the, what's the temperature?
temperature's only 84 degrees. I know it's a little frigid, but we can get used to it.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, we're suffering here in a big cold spell. So
what is that, 90 degrees difference here almost?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah. That's good math, Andy. So
I do know your pain. I used to work for Northwest Airlines, and so I've spent a lot of time in the Twin Cities.
Uh-huh. Oh, super, yeah. And I'll tell you what, they bring a lot of people from not only Minnesota but the United States down and do realtor tours and offer people. And you're going to have we've got a little tour that you're going to offer to the people that are listening today as well.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I appreciate you bringing that up. In March 9th through the 13th, we'll have a 4-day, 3-night educational real estate tour that Sandy Point Real Estate, along with Lease Property Partners, will sponsor. You get a chance to stay at one of the seven luxury resorts that we have on the island, enjoy the fine food and cuisine, learn about the local culture, as well as the real estate market and the opportunities that are currently existing and things that are coming in the future.
That's great. Okay, tell us a little bit about Belize.
Yeah, so Belize, for many people, you know, when I first decided to move to Belize, I decided to do exactly what you said, call it quits with corporate America, retire, and go down to some place where my dollar is extended. So the currency is based on the U.S. dollar. However, you do get $2 for every one U.S. dollar, so your money, your retirement money does double when you do come to Belize. When I told people I was moving to Belize, they said, well, let us know how Africa is or how South America is. Well, Belize is actually closer than what you think. It's only a 2.5-hour flight from the United States, so it's ideal for those who have grandchildren who may be retiring soon or looking to just have a vacation home. It's right below the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. It's bordered by on the north end of Mexico, by Mexico, rather. On the south end, we're bordered by Honduras, and then we're bordered by Guatemala to the west, and the wonderful, beautiful blue Caribbean Sea on the east coast.
Yeah, we got some really beautiful pictures on our website or on our Facebook page. Real Estate Radio Hour, 830 WCCO, if people want to go there. And we can connect you here with Chris, too, especially with that that tour that's coming up. How about as far as, Chris, the language? I mean, is the language, is it English?
Yeah, so it's the only country in Central America where the official language is English. So you can make an immediate impact whether you decide to come down and start a small business, renting jet skis on the beach or that fishing tour company. So you don't have to learn a second language. However, there are many different cultures within the country of Belize. There's a population of about 375,000 people. On the island of Ambergris Key, which is where the number one tourist spot in the world for 2 years in a row is located, there's a small town called San Pedro of about 20,000 people. And during the high season, which is right now, we swell to right around 26,000 people. We get some great folks from all over the world that come to visit us.
That's great. So talk a little bit about the so if I did come down there and I became an owner, we talk about some of the tax friendly. There's a, you know, as I don't use a tax, you know, haven. But tell us about the situation with taxes down there as well.
Yeah, good question. The offshore financial services industry in Belize is highly regarded and it's well regulated. It's also quite advanced and well supported by the government. In addition, those who own real estate in Belize pay no capital gains or estate or inheritance taxes. Property taxes are very low, just a fraction of what you'd pay in Canada or the United States. And our rental income is taxed at only 1.75% of gross receipts. So again, no capital gains and no inheritance tax, which is a great draw for people who are looking for a tax-friendly place to invest their money.
And that would probably be just including the properties that are in Belize. Obviously, if you're from Minneapolis, you have assets here, that would not apply. But in Belize, is that what we're exclusively talking about there?
Yeah, in Belize. So to give you an example, my wife and I, when we first moved to Belize 4 years ago, we moved into a two-bedroom, three-bath penthouse condominium in a very nice development overlooking the ocean. The taxes on that particular property, the property tax was $475 per year.
Oh, boy. That's fantastic.
That's one of your receipts at Buffalo Wild Wings, Chris.
That's right. Well, that's an extended stay. But anyways, Chris, What are the prices down there? I mean, give us an example of something that is going to overlook the ocean.
Okay, so if you're looking to purchase land or a condominium existing property on the ocean, we have property as low as $110,000 up to $1.5 million or over $6 million, depending on what you're really looking for. It's a wide range of opportunities. We have land, vacant land that is on the ocean for $85,000. Now, anywhere in the United States, you cannot buy waterfront property, especially on the ocean, for $85,000. It's just not going to happen. At least I haven't found it. And if I do, I'm buying that property. But in Belize, those dreams are still a reality for a lot of people.
How about as far as constructing something on there? How long does it take? And how would someone from the United States, you know, go about doing that?
All right, well, I'm glad you asked that question because at Belize Property Partners, the company that my partners and I started, we have experience working with established construction companies as well as architectural firms. We walk you through the entire process. You don't have to question or go out on your own. We help you from the very start to the very finish, turnkey for your project. And so if you're looking to do something like that, I suggest that you either come down on that tour that we're doing in March, or just give us a call or come to our website at BelizePropertyPartners.com. Look at some of the properties, get an idea of what you may be looking for, and we'd be more than happy to assist you with anything that you need.
I tell you what, you hang on. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll have more show to come here on A3OWCCO. On this cold day, we're talking about warmer climates. It's right now 12 degrees below zero. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
And we are back. Talking real estate, a special kind of real estate today. Chris and Andy, we have special guests on the horn. And I tell you, I mentioned this before, that a former boss of mine had his big poster of Belize, and that was his dream of someday owning property in Belize. It's doable.
Yeah, go look at the shot on our Facebook page, and it is. It's amazing. I wouldn't mind that as a full thing of wallpaper.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I had one last question that I was curious about. When you invest in Belize, how are we protected? I mean, you've heard all these nightmare stories of investing in foreign countries, and all of a sudden the rules change and you lose your ownership rights. What, tell us about Belize. Make us feel confident in the Belize, you know, real estate market.
So in Belize, it's based on the British Common Wealth laws. In fact, it's part of the British Commonwealth. You'll find that with Belize, that the same rules and the laws that apply to our own judicial system as far as real estate applies in the country of Belize. For instance, you don't just come and squat on someone's land. That's not legal to do. When you purchase the land, you own it 100%. It is strata title, which means that you get the title and the documents in hand. And like many countries, you're not allowed to actually own beachfront property. That's not the case in Belize. You're actually able to own the beachfront. I've gone through this process myself. It was one of the first things that I did when I decided to invest in Belize. I used my my IRA or my 401k. I converted that to a self-directed IRA, and I was able to invest by using those funds to purchase beachfront property, and I was able to get those documents in hand without any type of confusion or question whatsoever.
And what are you guys forecasting for the climate of you know, I know in real estate we don't always project the future, but what are you guys seeing for trends? What have you seen the last couple of years, and what do you predict into the future for, you know, appreciation and things like that in that community?
So we've seen a growth of over 35% over the last 2 to 3 years. One of the things that we look at, I mentioned that I work for Northwest Airlines. They're in Detroit Metro, and the hub, of course, was in Minneapolis in the Twin Cities. One of the things that I know for sure is that Northwest or any airline, Delta, United, Southwest, anyone that flies, they never dedicate an aircraft without expecting at least an 80% return. Over the last 2 years, we've seen an increase in flights. We just saw Southwest come in. We had Tosca Airlines from Panama come in. We have United, Delta, all have increased their flights. Now, you imagine if you have a 737 of 200 seats, and they've increased their flights year over year, and perhaps sometimes two or three flights per day. You're looking at, let's say, two flights a day. You're looking at 400 people per day just for one airline that's dedicated to that new route. We don't have enough beds, per se, to put all those heads in. So we have no idea how much is actually spilling outside of the bathtub as far as the growth is concerned. But the Belize Tourism Board, the B2B, has forecast that this growth will continue. In fact, when it comes to the baby boomers, you have 79 million people who are retiring. That started in 2011, where people are retiring. More than 3.5 million are looking to live outside the United States. A better place to do it than in Belize. Close proximity, 2.5 hour flight back to the grandchildren and your home in the United States. English speaking, full ownership, a great tax haven as far as investing your resources. It's the ideal spot, and now's a trifecta. Many people would say, oh, we missed the boat. It should have been done 10 years ago. No, that's happening right now as we speak. So Belize should be on your radar if it's not already.
So the downfall is the abundance of fresh seafood and tropical air. And so in this, you drag sand into your condo, Chris. You these negatives.
Do you have coconut water, though, Chris? Because we have that here.
We have coconut water. Man, the fresh lobster, absolutely ridiculous. The conch, the ceviche, it's the best balance. You mentioned that it's not going to give you all the conveniences. It's the best balance between first world and third world, where we have that third world charm of those colored buildings and picturesque buildings that have been built back in colonial days. But we have the first world dining food and first class people as far as the culture of Belize.
Wow, that's fantastic. Chris Seals, we really appreciate your time. And then we'll also talk about the travel tour package on March 9th through the 13th. And we appreciate you coming on.
Sure. If anyone would like to get in touch with me, of course, they can do it through your show. And then you can also go to BelizePropertyPartners.com to look at some of the inventory that we currently have listed. And you can reach me at Seals, S as in Sam, E-A-L-S, at SandyPointRealEstate.com. That's my email. And I also have a U.S. number you can reach me at 407-497-2378. Be happy to answer any questions, and I look forward to seeing a bunch of your listeners and along with yourselves down in Belize during the March visit.
All right. Save a lobster for me.
All right.
Will do.
I don't know, Andy. That Belize doesn't sound too bad.
I'm a big fan, to be honest with you. We actually, and there's pros and cons to every situation you have. Now, of course, I tried to set this up last year in talking about the logistics. It is still growing, okay? So, I last year was sitting in an airplane, ready to go, had a flight canceled, and I couldn't rebook my flight for 5 days because all of those planes going to Belize are full. So there are pros and cons to everything. I mean, we had to cancel our trip. I teased last year about
that.
We were going to actually go down and hang out with Chris and literally do this. And so that was the downfall. Now,
Andy ruined it.
I ruined it for myself. I jinxed myself.
A little while. You could have waited 5 days and still gone.
Well, the funny part was, though, that I did take my airplane pills that I take, and then I'm sitting there, and then you get off the plane, and you're trying to argue with the person trying to rebook the flight, and I couldn't hardly talk. I'm sitting there. It was actually, my wife still laughs about it.
I went to Las Vegas with him, and he has to take these little pills. He gets a little anxiety on there.
I should be flying the plane.
Andy Quiet is really weird. I looked over and I go, what's wrong with you?
I'm looking around the plane. He's like, oh, my God, what's wrong with you?
You're kind of groggy. Yeah.
It's crazy. Right. But Gabriela Castillo is going to be on next. We're going to talk about Nicaragua. I think we're going to get a little more third world on this one.
Okay, good. So. That's coming up here in just a moment or two. Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our real estate show here on 830 WCCO. Chris and Andy doing a special today. Mm-hmm. If you just joined us a little bit late, we're talking with Chris from Belize.
Belize.
But this area that you guys are raving about and love is
what is it called, Andy, again? Ambergris?
It's Ambergris Key.
Yeah.
So it's actually an island. It's an island outside of, it's not, if you look at Belize City, that's where you fly into.
Okay.
And then they have you take a puddle jumper, literally tropic air, you jump on their plane, and they greet you at the airport with drinks. It's cool.
Yeah. And I think we had a listener that said that they were there last year, and there's a lot of crime. I think with any country, I think you're going to get that.
To clarify, though, they were talking about the city of Belize City.
Probably, maybe.
And out on the island, they actually say that there's almost zero crime. There's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Andy did a lot of studying on that place when he didn't go. But he was preparing for it and getting there. But I just wanted to bring up that travel tour package again. That's March 9th through the 13th. It's 4 days, 3 nights, and it's $499, and that includes your meals and hotels. Hmm. You can just go to our Facebook page, Real Estate Radio Hour, 830-WCCO, and you can find it on there.
So. Well, and it's some of the best scuba diving, too, Denny, in the world.
I've heard that.
They've got the big blue hole that's out there, and it's about an hour and a half boat ride. And then they do they call it a triple slam out there, where they have you fishing in the morning for tarpon. They take you out for grouper in the afternoon, and then you go for sailfish in the evening. Uh-huh. And it's supposed to be just like breathtaking, awesome. And so, but anyway, I was obviously very sold on it. That's why we invited Chris to come on. So
yeah, exactly. Now we're going to head a little further south now.
Okay.
We're going to go to Nicaragua. And Gabriela Castillo is with Remax down there. And she's going to join us. Is she on the line?
She's on the line now, Gabriela.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, say, we just, Chris was telling me you were sitting by the beach. Are you doing the same thing?
I am. I'm actually on a hill overlooking the ocean.
Nice. Nice.
Yes.
So how, and the signal's coming in pretty good.
Yeah. We have, since we do have lots of hills and what have you in this area, there are some spots that are privileged in terms of reception and what have you, but pretty much the whole coastline along the sand does have reception. I'm just tromping around on some large acreage right now, so that's what I'm doing.
That's awesome. Hey, we know that you've been in Nicaragua quite a while. You came from Canada, right?
Yes, I'm actually Nicaraguan-Canadian. So I have dual citizenship, and I did quite a bit of my studies up north, but then just saw opportunity here and couldn't resist.
Yeah, and I think, you know, from my standpoint, I think of Nicaragua, and, you know, I think of safety first. Right. Safety comes to me first. Can you tell us about that? I mean, if people are worried about coming to Nicaragua, where are you guys at?
Absolutely. We get a lot of that question. We get that question quite a bit, pretty much daily here. A lot of people just think Nicaragua is synonymous with guerrilla warfare. You know, that's what exactly comes up to mind, because unfortunately that's a lot of the press coverage we've received since the 70s. And, you know, it's important to point out that there was guerrilla warfare here. It did happen in the throughout all of the 80s, and it ended in 91 with a peaceful handover from the military occupants to a new democracy. And that's the last time we had any, like, really rebellish kind of thing happening anywhere in the country. It's really interesting how it just stuck in everybody's mind that Nicaragua is synonymous with guerrilla warfare.
It's only been 27 years. We'll get over it pretty soon. Since you've had a new government. That is crazy. I can't believe it's been that long ago. How about the contour and stuff like that in Nicaragua? I mean, obviously beaches, but you said there's a lot of hills?
Oh, yeah. No, we have a lot of flatlands on the Caribbean coast, because we do have coastline on the Caribbean, and we also have beautiful islands on the Caribbean that are just beautiful postcard-like locations and what have you. And then on the Pacific coast, we have one of the largest coastlines in Central America. We are the largest country in Central America and only have about 6 million in population, according to the last census. And our topography varies. We have, you know, like marshlands. We have, you know, what we call cabin country, coffee country up in the hills and what have you, which gets kind of cool and what have you. And then we have, you know, jagged hills along the ocean with really dramatic coastlines. And we also have really straight line edge beaches and what have you. So we do have quite a variety here. It's essentially take your pick.
So to truly experience the country, how long would you recommend someone plan or budget for time? I mean, can you get it done in a two-week period of time, or would you need a full month, or what would you think to see the full gamut?
The full country. That's an excellent question. It really depends on what it takes each person to decide that they've seen what they wanted to see. We usually recommend a minimum of 10 days just to get, like, three different spots because we, you know, in order to really get to know a place, you pretty much have to spend two full days in that spot to really see the different things. And so three nights, two full days, and then one transit day in between from the different locations. So we recommend at least 10 days, but I mean, we've had people here that spend 2 months going from spot to spot, you know, three, 4 days in each spot, and they still feel like they need to come back and see more.
And what recommended areas do you recommend that we visit, or how do we come see you and you show us where there's investment opportunities or places to possibly, you know, make a new home there?
Well, there's a ton of locations. I'm really on the southern Pacific coast of Nicaragua. I can see Costa Rica from where I'm standing.
Sure.
So I'm really, really far south on the Pacific coast, which is known as like a surf area. It's also one of the places that has the largest nesting places for olive ridley turtles and what have you.
Mm.
So we're here on this side. I can also see the largest lake in Central America behind me on the mountain that I'm on right now. And it has two magnificent volcanoes that create an island within that lake. And so in this area, you can see pretty much anything that you'd like to see in terms of wildlife that is indigenous to this area. And in terms of investments, we have, you know, tourism investments. So like second homes, vacation homes. We have large acreages, like you can buy a whole beach down here. You can buy parcels of land that are already planted with teak wood or plantains or what have you, plantain crops that are being sold off in parcels and what have you. But honestly, we really do focus on tourism because tourism in this area has grown at an average of 11% for the past 6 years. And, you know, the country is really banging, like really, really focusing on tourism for the country as the second strongest industry in the country right now. So that's where we're all focusing. We're focusing on the vacation homes and with amazing views and sunsets and what have you. So that's what I do here a lot of.
Gabriella, can you give us an idea of the cost of an example of a couple different opportunities down there that get us on the ocean or close to the ocean or having a great view, whether it's a house or a townhome or a condo?
Absolutely. So, you know, the cost of a home varies according to the quality and size of the construction and obviously the view. You can get a condo here. There aren't many of those, but you can get a condo here that is literally 100 feet from the ocean, just across the street from the ocean, with a view. It's a two-bedroom, about 950 square feet for $135,000.
Wow, that's U.S. dollars.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And those units usually get rented out, and what we've seen, most people who are buying those right now are using those to rent them out as an Airbnb or VRBO rental, vacation rental for short-term rentals. And they manage those from home. Like you can manage your own vacation rental from home, and then the building has its own property management system. So it's all nicely packaged and set up. And we're seeing a lot of success with homeowners who are coming down, buying vacation rentals, managing them themselves or handing them over to a property management company that also does a vacation rental management, and they're making money.
Gabriella, what's the monetary unit in Nicaragua?
The monetary unit here is called the Córdoba. Locally, we all call it cords because it's a lot easier to say cords than it is to say Córdoba. And it's at about an exchange rate of 30 and 50 cents to the dollar right now. We're actually pegged to the U.S. dollar at 6%, so we can forecast the exchange rate for our Córdoba long-term. But pretty much everything is sold in U.S. dollars here. Everything that has higher value or is considered a little more luxury is pretty much always priced in dollars here.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. How about amenities? You know, I mean, if am I going to go to Nicaragua and I'm going to be able to get internet and, you know, stay connected, all that kind of fun stuff?
Yeah. Well, it depends on where the grid is, obviously. You know, some places have better reception than others. Thankfully, San Juan del Sur has received fiber optics. It just received fiber optics this year. So anything within the historic center of San Juan del Sur will have access to fiber optics. And one of the amazing things here is that a lot of the restaurants and a lot of the public places like Central Park and what have you all have free Wi-Fi. So even if you don't have a connection or if you're here and you don't want to spend money on all of that, the roaming packages, then you can always get connected here no matter where you're walking around. Pretty much everybody shares their Wi-Fi, and it's really easy, which is really hard for me because when I go to the States, I find it hard to find a good Wi-Fi spot.
Right. Gabby, for a guy like me, you could find me a spot where there is no Wi-Fi, right? Because I think that absolutely. A lot of us up here in the minus 14 degree weather today would love to go down there, disconnect, and be close enough to where I could go to town and check my email. But I'm great with not having any email or text coming in and truly unwind, disconnect, as you'd call it, or whatever, and relax. And it sounds like you guys have so many varieties of ways to relax down there. And, so how do we, as an owner, let's say I wanted to go down there and own. I was going to retire and I wanted to buy a property that I could live in the winter down there, rent out in the summer. How does the ownership situation work in Nicaragua?
Absolutely. The ownership, so legally speaking, as REMAX, we only promote properties that have fee simple title, which means that the title is in your name or in whoever's name you choose it to be. We don't promote anything that has to do with concession or leased land. So anything that we promote is fee simple title, and in Nicaragua, legally speaking, foreigners and locals have the same right to ownership of land. So there's absolutely no problem. Anybody that comes down here, as long as you bring your passport, you can register property in your name.
Wow. I'm just envisioning where you're standing right now, and because I'm looking at a Google map and just seeing that land that you're talking about with the little volcano island in it and then out to the Pacific Ocean.
Hey, you can text us.
Got to snap some photos of that one.
Text us some pictures and we'll add them to Facebook for our listeners.
Absolutely. I will snap some pictures as soon as we're off.
All right. Well, let's take a break, and then Gabby, can you stay on for a little bit? We'll finish up with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Absolutely. Happy to.
And it's probably in the 80s where Gabriela is, no doubt. That's above. We are at minus 12 here in the Twin Cities and on WCCO. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
And welcome back to this portion of our real estate show here on 830 WCCO. Temperature reading here in the Twin Cities is still 12 below. We might hit 6 below for a daytime high today. That's not the same as where Gabriela is right now, for sure.
Absolutely. You do that so well, Denny. I think you fit in good at Nicaragua.
I'm ready.
Or how do you say Nicaragua?
Nicaragua.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That's right, Nicaragua.
Gabby, how can we finance something down there?
Well, there's a couple of options. We do have our local banking system. All of the major banks do offer financing for foreigners and locals alike for property. You just have to go through the motions and make sure that the property that you're looking at is qualified for financing through the banking system. That can take a little bit longer if it has not been approved for financing. It will take about 2 to 3 months to pre-qualify a piece of property. And to qualify a buyer for financing, then the local banks will contact their partners in the U.S. and have them run your credit scores and credit checks and what have you, and make sure that you do qualify for financing. In order to finance a house, most banks usually do ask for, they say 10%, but really they're looking for about 20% down. And for vacant property, so lots or acreages or what have you, farms, they're usually looking for anywhere between 20 and 40% down.
And that's not unusual here as well. How about an interest rate?
The interest rate is where it does not look so pretty. The interest rate here can vary anywhere from about 7.5 to about 11%, depending on your credit score and depending on the property's history, so to speak. So we do know of some developments that are tied in with the banking system that do provide financing about 7.5%, and go up to like 9-10%. But in like the worst case scenario I've seen is about 11%.
But anybody
said,
go ahead.
Sorry. That said, I want to make sure that everybody remembers that back in the 80s, it was very normal for interest rates to be in that range, even in the States. So before everybody goes, what have you.
They were a lot worse than that. So
sure.
And how about as far as property taxes go? Is there property tax?
Property taxes are almost people don't even notice them. I mean, for a vacant piece of property, your yearly taxes can be like $50 to $200. For an apartment, you're probably looking anywhere between about $400 and $1,500 a year.
Yeah, so that kind of makes up for that interest rate. But would anybody have to be afraid of just putting all cash into it down there and not getting place taken away from you?
No, not at all. I do recommend, though, anybody that does look for property down here, if it's not inside an established development, to make sure that you get a lawyer that specializes in real estate transactions and does a real estate history check on the property for about, you know, they usually recommend 30 to 40 years, but if it's on the sand, you want to have that history check predate 1913 because of some laws and what have you.
You stated you were a dual citizen with Canada. Is that advantageous for someone coming down there to purchase something to be a citizen of Nicaragua or get residency?
No. The only advantage is that if you purchase your property in your name and you do not have a company or a limited inc registered, then the only advantage to having dual citizenship here is that you can get your license. Driver's license, you can get a bank account and what have you a lot easier, and you can register vehicles to your name. But if you have a company registered that you're running your vacation rental numbers through and what have you, then you can do all of that as well. So you don't necessarily need residency, although if you are planning on staying more than 90 days at a time on a yearly basis, then we do recommend you do go through the motions of getting residency, and that's fairly easy,
and
considering
with
how difficult it is in other countries.
And with residency, what do we look at for like personal income taxes and things like that? Are there tax shelters there? Or
yes, actually, our government, Nicaragua's government, has like a lot of promotions for people who are coming to retire. So you can legally retire in Nicaragua as early as, guess how old?
50.
Younger.
45.
Wow. 45, that's
nice. Right.
Chris, we're retired, buddy.
I know.
About time.
Yeah, so there are some requirements and what have you, but if you retire at 45 and you have a Social Security or a pension that's registered with the government from your country that is over $700 a month, then you qualify for the most part for retirement. Here in Nicaragua.
And that's fantastic. Wow. Hey, Gabby, we're running against the clock, but we thank you. To get a hold of you, property-nicaragua.com. Everyone can go to our Facebook page, Real Estate Radio Hour 830 WCCO, to be able to get more information on that. We can kind of hook you up with Gabriella, and she's also going to send some photos, right?
Uh-huh.
That is correct.
Okay.
I'll send you some of my own that I snap, and I'll also send you some professional ones.
Awesome. Right, thank you.
Thanks, Gabby.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your time, guys. Have a wonderful day and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Gabriella from Nicaragua. Wow. Boy, does that sound great.
That sounds fun when you say that. I want to go.
Let's go. Does. I'm packed.
Boy, two different examples are really good ones, though.
Yes. Well, we'll see you in the new year, 1 week from today, with more of the Real Estate Show here on 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.